You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? It's Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy, and you're listening to Easy Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting, the show that helps celebrities interact with their fans on social media, and you never know what you're going to get in Hollywood. I'm like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood, and I love doing this podcast. What's up to all the Easy Way supporters and the people that don't know about me that are tuning in? HollywoodItGuy.com, check it out. So we have a wonderful, cool, awesome, really just spectacular show today. We have a special guest from Disney, man. This guy, this kid, I mean, he's young and he's really making some accomplishing moves, and I commend him. Like, it's not an easy game, and this kid's really making some strong moves, and he'll be coming on around probably 2:15, 2:20 as our guest, and we have a lot to talk about. We're doing the EOTM Awards, Entrepreneurs on the Move. Entrepreneurs on the Move. And that is a new award ceremony that me and my friend Carla are getting together with. And basically, she is really just opening a lot of doors, man. She's opening a lot of doors for people who don't get those doors. And we also got some really recognizable names that are nominated right now. You can go to EOTMAwards.com. I'm a partner and a board member on that situation. We combine the Easy Achievement Awards, which was signed out by the Council Members of Los Angeles. And, you know, we have a lot of different associations involved. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Club Nokia in Los Angeles. That's coming up August 4th. And we're going to be nominating people, looking for people to recognize, and a lot of cool stuff. So tune into that. You can always go to thewtv.com, thewtv.com, to see everything that you're hearing on any of these podcasts. All of our celebrity shows, we have over 6 celebrity shows, a sports and music show on Tuesdays, a comedy show that's Latino-based on Thursdays, my show on Fridays. Saturday is Shane Sparks, which is Emmy-nominated, and Sundays is Rick Rosman with the Rosman Experience, which is finance-based and charity-based. We're making it happen, Easy Way Broadcasting, the podcast to help the celebrities interact with their fans and just tell you about those struggles and success. It's just an inspirational podcast, and we'd really appreciate it if you told your friends, tweeted it, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. My Twitter is E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And always appreciate the support. So we have a really cool show today, guys. Zach Callison is coming up soon. Got to save the guests, you know, save the guests. But Zach Callison is coming up. He was actually the voice of the Prince on Sophia the First on Disney Junior, the Disney Channel. And I've seen this kid going back and forth many times on red carpets, many events. Ran across him at the Kate Mesta launch in Los Angeles, which I'm actually working with Kate Mesta now as well. We're making a lot of great moves. KateMesta.com, KateMesta, KateMesta.com. And they are the jewelry, the in-house jewelry designer. You know, they are the in-house jewelry company that's really doing a lot of things with the Disney stars. They're going to be working with Dancing with the Stars. They're doing stuff with, I can't go into everything, but it's going to be really awesome. So tune into the Easy Way Movement. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. So that's a little bit about the show. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial here, and we'll be right back.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Easy Way Broadcasting, baby. We back, and I'm Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy, the man you see interviewing all over the red carpets and interviewing all your favorite celebrities and getting all those behind the scenes and what's going on. That's it. It's just the song. You know what? I'm the bomb. They call me Easy. I do it the easy way, and you know what? Yeah, I'm just here to stay. And yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not a rapper, but hey, thanks for tuning in, guys. Easy Show. We have an awesome guest coming up real soon here. Zach Callison, baby. You ready? Zach Callison is with Disney, and he's done a lot of great stuff. He's an actor, and he's a, you know, just really, he's young. And I haven't brought a younger celebrity kid on the show yet, so I'm really anxious to interview him and talk to him about, you know, his whole come-up life and what behind the scenes was and what he's got coming up and what his feelings are on some things. And I want to say I love you guys. Easy Way Broadcast. Anybody that's tuning in, Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast, no ink. Just Easy Way Broadcast. Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook if you want to follow the show. This is a celebrity podcast, Easy Way Broadcasting, and this is Easy Talk. My show, it's just a crazy show, man. Always getting some great guests coming on. We had a really, really great guest on last week, Nautica De La Cruz from KGLH. Nautica told us so much stuff, man, about Stevie Wonder and about Steve Harvey and how she mentored him and what her advice is on dating and relationships and how she met her husband and how she got with KGLH. It was a really cool interview, so I definitely suggest you go back in the archive, easywaybroadcasting.com, check out that show. Shout out to my girl, Nautica De La Cruz. Also, if you guys want to be picked up on Google and you want to really be searched, I want to point out, go to itchimes.com. They are the best SEO company on the planet. They do. They work very closely with us. They have thousands of people under them in India. And search engine optimization, that's what it stands for, itchimes.com, if you need that. Definitely go and check it out. So we have a caller. We're going to grab a quick caller here before we bring our guests on. We have a caller, and you're on Easy Talk. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli. Who we got on the line?
Hello, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How you doing, man? Where are you calling from?
Oh, good. I'm just calling here from California.
California. Okay, Scott, well, you're on Easy Talk, and are you calling for our guest today? Are you calling to say what's up to me? Are you listening to the show? Talk to us.
Well, I'm an avid fan of yours. I've listened to your stuff all the time, and I actually live up here in L.A., and it's been a pleasure to be able to listen to your wonderful wittiness and your freestyling. I wish I could do the freestyling like that. And, you know, I do have to ask, how do you get these wonderful guests on your show? I've yet to know. I've got these conundrum in my mind, like where's something like Zach Carson or Baby Bash or you know, Shane Sparks, where do these people come from, you know?
Oh, that's a great question, man. I've been in the industry for a long time. Just when you interview people and you get to know them at events, and I don't know, I'm just a people person, and I ask them, hey, do you want to come on the show? And my database is pretty big in Hollywood, so and the show's a very positive show. It promotes them very well, so I think they enjoy doing it the easy way. And hey, I really appreciate you being a fan and hanging out and enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
And you enjoy my freestyle? I got a freestyle fan? All right, that's cool.
I am. I wish I had that type of sort of skill.
You get a round, you get a special easy way round of applause for that one. Yes, my crowd loves you too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Can you freestyle? Can you bust a little flow for us on the show? You only got a couple thousand people listening to you. Don't be shy.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try here.
Let me give you a beat. The best beat. Hold on here. Let's give you.
You ready?
I'm not putting you on the spot. No. Just maybe a little bit. Easy. Come on, let's see what we got, Scott.
Oh, look at here. My name is Scott. I'm in Cali. Looking for EZ's best ways. His best thing in the Hollywood is he interviews you, makes you feel good. Makes you know you're famous. Makes you know you're real. You know where it's at. EZ's the way. Hey.
Hey, nice job, man. Nice job. You just did your thing. I'm going to tell all my fans. I'm going to tell all my fans that support the Easy Way movement to follow. Scott, what's your, do you have a Twitter, man? Or do you have any way people can support you, reach you? Do you have Facebook?
Actually, I'm one of your bigger fans. See, I have this Twitter called Eric Zuli For Real.
Oh, really?
Eric, yeah, yeah.
You're the Eric Zuli For Real. Wow, I'm meeting the great Eric Zuli For Real. You're the one that everybody goes to and follows that before they follow me. All right,
oh, yeah.
I'm actually meeting you in person.
Oh, yes. And we also meet up in real person because I'm like a big-time fan. See, Eric Zuli and then the number 4 and then real, just the regular word real.
All right, guys. So follow Eric Zuli For Real, and hey, I really appreciate it, man. So we're about to bring our guest on. So tune in, listen on the show, and Scott, you're now one of my top list fans. You're up there with Victoria and everybody else. So love you, man. Thanks for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You too.
All right, guys. So we have Zach Callison about to call in, about to come in. And we gotta go to a quick commercial break before we can make him actually come in. But you listen to Easy Way Broadcast, Easy Talk. We're doing it the easy way, baby. I hope you're enjoying the show. Blog Talk Radio. Love you.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, so as I promised, we have Zach Callison in the house. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy if you don't know. Zach Callison is an up-and-coming young star in both the TV and film world. His many accomplishments include the class of 2009 and 10, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Hannah Montana, Perfect Couples, and I'm in the Band. Zach's also held a regular role on 3 seasons of Diary of a Single Mom. It's a web series. And as the character Ian, directed by Robert Townsend. I remember when I met Robert. Robert's cool. I was actually with Big Boy in the Neighborhood, Robert Townsend, and Mario Van Peebles a couple months ago, actually. It was an awesome red carpet. You can Google that if you want. Zach received a Breakthrough Performance nomination for his role from 2009 Indie Soap Awards. On the Indie Soap Awards. Congratulations, Zach. He also has roles in the up-and-coming films Rock Jocks and White Trash Christmas. He also works frequently providing voices for a number of characters in Warner Brothers, Captain Marvel, Zach Voice, Billy Batson, and as an Arthur, Bay Ones of Love. I can't say that word, sorry. On Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc., Song of Mystery. He's voiced the character of Matthew Parker on the longtime radio program Adventures in Odyssey for 3 years. He had an amazing experience in voicing over the character Douglas from C.S. Lewis Shadowlands for BBC Radio. England, he's voiced over characters for Cartoon Networks, Sim Bionic, Titan, Nickelodeon's Legend of Korra. He also recently completed 24 episodes. That's a big accomplishment, man. 24 episodes, as well as the movie in the role of Prince James for Disney's new show, Sophia the First. I mean, there's so much more. You guys can go to WTVNetworks.com or thewtv.com. Go to the blog section on the homepage. Click on Zach. You can see a lot more about that. And, man, this kid is accomplishing. He's making it happen. I'm blessed to have him on the show. Zach Callison, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, how you doing? Welcome to the show, Easy Talking, Easy Way Broadcasting. Thanks for being on.
No problem.
Yeah, so you have such an accomplishing career, man. And how old are you?
I'm 15 now.
You're 15, and you've done more than people that are 50.
Yeah, I've been in LA for about 6 years now. I guess I got an early start.
I see that. Well, tell us the story, man. How did everything begin? How did you get with your agent and talk to us about your parents? And, like, just, we want to get to know you a little bit. Like, don't leave any details out, because that's really fascinating that you're 15 years old and you've done big projects. And I know you're probably a great inspiration to a lot of listeners. Talk to us, brother.
Yeah. So it all started back in St. Louis, which is where I'm from, in Missouri. When I was 7, my mom decided to put me in vocal lessons so I could work on singing. I sang a lot in school, and she thought it would be a good idea. And after singing a while and learning a little bit of piano with my teacher, I decided to audition for a play that was going on at the community college that I was taking lessons from a student at. And it was The Music Man, the play. So I auditioned. I was a year on the age limit. There was supposed to be 8. I was 7. Thought I'd try it anyway, and they cast me as Winthrop, which is the one of the major kid roles in the play. I was very excited about that. That was my first major job in the entertainment industry, and that's really where it all started. I started doing more theater in St. Louis. I did Christmas Carol, All My Sons, the Arthur Miller play. I eventually got an agent in St. Louis, and I got a role in a commercial for a local grocery store. I did a scene, an indie movie that came through called King's Highway, and it was really good. I liked being on camera. As theater, I had a lot of fun with too, but the on-camera work was something that I really, really enjoyed, and I told my parents that I want to do more of this. This is really, really cool. Well, in St. Louis, there's really not a lot of it to go around because St. Louis isn't a huge town for the entertainment industry. We're a theater town, really. So we decided, why not come out to L.A., stay with some friends for a couple of weeks and see what happens? That's what we did. We sent out some packages about a month ahead of our arrival in February of 07 and to, like, 40 agencies in town. And we came out here, and we stayed for 2 weeks, met with some agents, came back a few months later after pilot season was over because it was crazy. We couldn't get a lot of meetings on the first trip. Came back, and then it seemed like a lot of agencies wanted to represent me, so we narrowed them down and eventually chose one, and that's how it started. We eventually did like a semi-permanent move out here towards the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, and shortly thereafter we moved here permanently.
Wow. So what was that transition from starting in your career and then going to the bigger stuff like Warner Brothers and Disney? And, you know, when was that point in your life when you really realized, like, wow, I'm doing some pretty big stuff here, and I'm a role model for a lot of kids?
I really didn't think about it that much until more recently, working on Sophia the First and seeing the fan reception to it has been fantastic. I have a 4-year-old cousin named Maddie, and she loves to watch the show, and she
recognizes. Well, I thought you almost said I thought you almost said I have a 4-year-old. I was like, wait, what, huh? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, four-year-old cousin. yeah, she loves the show, and she recognizes my voice now, and we've got so many viewers and so many fans, and every time I say I want Sophia the First out somewhere, there's somebody around who has a kid that watches it, or a kid pipes up and hears it, and it's just really cool to know that I'm in the hearts of all these kids, and I'm a role model to them, and that's something that's come up recently, but has been very inspiring towards me as well.
Do you think that social media has helped you in your progression?
Most definitely. I mean, I've met so many people through Facebook and Twitter, Facebook especially. I didn't get a Twitter until about a year ago. But Facebook, I mean, I met so many people, just some friends, some people for business type things, and so many opportunities have been opened up to me just through Facebook and social media alone. I mean, there's just too many to count. It's been so great.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing. Never a problem having too many people to count. So how old were you when you got into the industry?
When I first moved out here to L.A., I was 9. When we permanently moved out here, I was 10.
Ah, and your team, the people that are supporting you and helping you do all this, I assume is your parents, and then they're working with the agents and the, you know, you have probably have all the publicists and agents, managers and stuff. Tell us about your team. How does the formation go behind the scenes as far as, you know, how hectic your schedule is and who's on your team, and talk to us. I mean, I know a team is very important.
Yeah. I mean, obviously when we first came out here, the team was just the 3 of us, me, my mom, my dad. And then we got in contact with a manager. My manager's name is Rick. He's really great. We've been with him since we got out here, and he was one of the first parts of our team that he basically almost kind of showed us the ropes, showed us around how the industry works. Once we got here, we knew a little bit by reading books and stuff, but that can only get you so far. So when we came out here, he became part of our team, and then I became represented by an agency, and then the agents and managers are definitely different parts of your team, and I think it's essential to have both. So once I got the agency, that was just another part of the team. We held off on getting a publicist until about 2.5 years ago, just because we didn't feel like it was necessary until then, because I hadn't been working on anything major. And yeah, that's how it started, and it's definitely grown. I have multiple agents over at my agency now, and then there's Rick, my manager, and a publicist, and I haven't moved into the realm of a lawyer yet, but I'm sure that'll probably come up soon.
We need to get you a radio show, man. You're so well spoken.
Thank you so much.
What about hosting? Do you do the? I know you've worked with Pepper J and Actors Reporter, and I think you've been interviewed. But have you done any celebrity hosting for anything?
I've hosted some events, mostly with friends like Kenton Duty. I hosted an event with him over at the La Brea Tar Pits. I haven't done any real radio hosting. So far, I've only been a guest, like I am now. But yeah, I've been on Pepper J's show 3 times. She runs a really great show over there. I think it'd be fun to host, but it's something I haven't really done yet.
She does. Well, I know Pepper J very well. She's one of my partners, actually, in my show, The Easy Show. And,
I'm
impressed with you, man. I really am. You're so young, and you're just making some major moves. So, Sophia the First, this is your big thing. I've seen you on the movie premieres, and everybody's interviewing you. How's that feel to be that guy that everybody wants, like when you're walking that carpet and everybody's jumping on you because you're one of the star voices on that cartoon series? I mean, talk to us about, you know, being in shoes like that.
It's exhilarating. It sometimes it makes me nervous, but really, it just feels great. I mean, that's really the only way I can put it. When I initially came out to Los Angeles, voiceover wasn't something that I really knew about or thought I'd ever be doing. To be honest, it was just something I fell into, and I've really grown to love it, and it's a passion of mine, and to be rewarded for that and seeing the people who appreciate my work, that's the greatest reward of all, the greatest prize of all for everything I've done so far.
Well, your two main projects right now is Sophia the First, and what's the other one?
Steven Universe, which I can finally talk about after working on the pilot over a year ago. It's a new Cartoon Network show from Rebecca Sugar, who worked on Adventure Time for a few years. And it's still a long way off, towards the end of this year probably. No set dates or months yet, but very exciting. We just started recording episodes, and I play Steven on that one, and it's really, really fun.
So you're acting in that one, you're not voiceovering?
No, that's another cartoon.
That's another cartoon. Okay, so you got two, and that's with Cartoon Network, and the other one's with Disney. So you got two projects right now with Disney, very pop, and these are like junior projects, right?
The Steven Universe is Cartoon Network. It's their Adventure Time is one of their main cartoon shows, and then yeah, Sophia the First is Disney Junior.
Okay. Talk to us about your fan experiences. Have you had any cool, really unique, like, wow comedy? You know, just talk to us about, has anybody tried to rip your beanie off your head yet? Or
No, and I'm happy about that because I really love my beanies. But, so far I haven't had any bad fan experiences. And it really, everyone I've met that knew me has been really nice and respectful, especially a special shout-out to Adventures in Odyssey fans. They're some of the best fans in the world that I've met. And when I went to Dallas last summer to do the Odyssey live show, the 25th anniversary thing, it was really cool. I mean, we signed autographs for a long time and just meeting all these people, and they were so cool, and it just sticks to me to this day how awesome they were. So far it's been great. And the people that have recognized me have always been really nice and cool, and I love it.
All right, well, we have a caller here, and this is an 847 area code. I got to grab this. I've never had an 847 area code before. So we have an 847-8878. You're on air on Easy Talk with Zach Callison and Eric Zulli. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Abigail from Chicago.
Hi, Abigail from Chicago. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I DJ an internet radio show where I interview voice actors, and I wanted to ask about Steven Universe.
Oh, cool. Well, you are on the line. Go ahead and ask.
All right. I understand there's things you're still not allowed to talk about, but I was wondering if you could say who the other actors were, and I'd love to hear about working with Rebecca and Ian.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about the rest of the cast yet. But working with Rebecca and Ian has been amazing. I mean, those two are—they're so great at directing, and they know their show, and their creative limits know no bounds. And I mean, Ian's—he's in the booth quite a bit doing scratch vocals with us if there's somebody missing from the cast. And working with the two of them has been great. They're some of the best people I've worked with in my voiceover career thus far, and. It's been nothing but great, and I'm really glad that I'm working on Steven Universe because it's such a great environment for to just do what I do.
I'm really looking forward to that show. Which other actors in the voiceover field do you admire? I see you've met Jess Harnell, who I think is really talented, and June Foray.
Yeah, June Foray was really cool. I mean, I met her at the Annie Awards, and she's so nice, and She's I asked if I could have a picture with her. She said, Oh yeah. And she's really cool. A legend. Definitely. When you first asked the question, Jess Harnell instantly popped up in my mind. He is one of my animation idols. He is just so good. I've worked with him on a couple projects, not especially Odyssey and Sophia. He's so talented, and he's the nicest guy. He's always got a little tidbit of advice that's always so perfect. And one of the best voice actors I've ever worked with. He's really, really talented.
All right. Any other voice talent?
Some of the people from Odyssey are really good. Andre Stoika. He really knows his stuff, who plays Mr. Whitaker. Really everyone on the cast of Odyssey has been really great. They bring a lot of voice artists on that are really experienced and know their stuff, and that's always been like a veritable workshop for learning for me.
All right. I think that's all I have to ask. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You'll follow our show and follow Zach, follow Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll check your stuff out if you hit us up.
Okay. Right now or?
Just follow Easy Way Broadcast. Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll get in contact.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. So, see, Zach, you got your fans calling in, and you know, you're making your moves, man. So I know that you are a very charity-oriented person as well. You're a charity-oriented actor, and we have a very, very charity-oriented show called The Rosman Experience on Sundays, and I'm also going to try to get you on that show as well with prestigious person in charity and finance and business and stuff. But I know you're very into saving the ocean and the whales, and you're an ambassador on a charity. Talk to us about the charity side of Zach Carlson.
Well, I'm a youth ambassador for Sea Shepherd. Sea Shepherd is a conservation society, and they basically work to protect the oceans. If you've ever heard of a TV show called Whale Wars on Animal Planet, that's what they do. They go to the Antarctic, and they basically try to stop the Japanese whaling fleet from doing illegal whaling, which is what they're doing right now as we speak, actually. They're in pursuit of almost all of the fleet's vessels in the Antarctic right now.
Oh, wow. Man,
yeah.
Is there a website that people can go to support that?
Yes, it's seashepherd.org. And they all of the news from all their operations is on there. They work to protect many species such as seals, whales, dolphins, tuna, a variety of species that are endangered or are being hunted illegally.
Oh, okay. You mentioned Kent and Duty before, and I know that we all are mutually friends with Kate Mesta. We all love Kate Mesta, and that's where
we connected
with you, and we're doing some in-house production situations with them now, and we'll be seeing more of you, trust me. How'd you meet Kent and Duty? Through Kate Mesta or on set? Or through the door?
You know, it was so long ago that I don't remember. It was probably at an event. At the time, I think he had just started Shake It Up. And I met him and got a picture with him, and I started seeing him everywhere, and we eventually started talking and hanging out, and he's a really cool dude. He's really good at what he does, and he's awesome. He's a cool guy to hang out with.
He is a really cool guy. Actually, I met him at the Kate Mesta event. I actually pop danced with him. I got a really cool interview with him, a video probably nobody has. And guess what? It got erased. I lost it. I need to reestablish that interview again, and if you want to give him a call, and I've been talking to his dad, but my fans are going nuts. They want everybody keeps hitting, like when I was putting it out there and I said, hey, you know, guess what, Zach Carlson, this, I had a lot of people hit me up and go, oh my God, how do you know that? You know, like I'm the guy that helps put you guys out there and set up cool shoots and produced videos and stuff like that. And the fans want to see it. They want to check it out. So, you know, one of the things I want to do with Kate Mesta and all of the associations is set up like a shoot with all the Kate Mesta supporters. Put like a cool little shoot together. And, you know, I, like I said, we work with Pepper J and the studio, and I'm actually one of the lead celebrity reporters on Actors Reporter, and I do a lot of interviewing for them. I've worked with Pepper for over probably 6 years now. And we're going to bring you on that on my show as well in the studio. We'll set that up if you want, and maybe we'll have you do like a, I was thinking about like a game show, like a voiceover game show type of idea. I don't know.
Yeah, man, that'd be really cool.
If I was to switch this around and I was to make you the interviewer, and I'm gonna put you on the spot here a little bit. I hope you don't mind.
All right.
Let's switch this around. Let's see your interviewing skills.
Okay.
So you're now the host for the show, and the this is the Zach Callison show, and you're interviewing EZ.
All right. Here I go. Hey everybody, this is Zach Callison on the ZC Way, and I have my guest here, Eric Zuli. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good. I had a little bit too much sugar today. I'm just like really fidgety right now, but I'm good. I'm good. How you doing, Zach?
All right, cool. So here's my first question for you. Number one, what did you eat with all that sugar?
That's a good question. What did I eat with all that sugar? I had eggs and bacon. It was a really good breakfast, but I had like a bunch of jelly donuts.
Yeah, jelly donuts. All right. Those are definitely a healthy choice. So my next question for you is, who is the most influential person you've ever worked with?
That's a great question. I would say the co-founder of E! Entertainment. He's been a very awesome mentor of mine, and he's now doing a lot of shows in China And it's been a blessing to hang out and work with him. Who's the most influential people you've worked with?
I think I've already named some of their names. Jess Harnell has definitely been a huge influence on me. One of my acting teachers, my current acting teacher, who I've been working with on and off for about 5 years, his name is Dennis Laval. He's so great, and he knows what he's doing, most definitely, and he's definitely taught me quite a bit.
Okay, well, you got one more question, man. I got to go. I'm a busy celebrity in Hollywood. No, I'm kidding. Okay, good job, man. I just thought I'd toss a different hat on you. So here's my question to you, and we're going to get a little deeper here. You've had a lot of success. You've done a lot of stuff with a lot of big names and stuff. Talk to us about the struggles that happened to you, and if you can get as detailed as possible as far as getting to those success stories. What was the struggles? What was the hard times that you experienced?
I mean, when we first came out to LA, it wasn't exactly easy. Real estate here is obviously much higher than it is in the Midwest. St. Louis is one of the cheapest places to live in the country. So we had a nice house there with about an acre of land, and we had a pond in the backyard, and everything was – we had a nice suburban lifestyle. When we decided to come out here, we knew that we'd have to sacrifice it, but – I don't think we realized exactly to the extent it would be. Now we live in it's a nice apartment, but it's a 3-room apartment, which is definitely a step down from what we used to live in. We don't see our family but once or twice a year, especially me. My mom is at home about 2 months out of the year. I maybe see them 2 weeks every year. That's definitely been really hard for us. Before we moved, I mean, we lived about half a mile to a mile from maybe 3 different houses of my mom's family members. And my dad's family lives all across St. Louis as well. I mean, being honest, it was not an easy transition. It was actually very difficult for us. And one of my biggest memories was on my 10th birthday. We've been renting a condo from a friend that my dad knew through his brother. And it was my first birthday where I didn't have any friends around me or any family. I remember a couple of my family members sent some presents through the mail, and I opened them up, and I was happy that they still sent me presents, but I was so sad because I couldn't see them. I had no friends. It was just me and my parents. I didn't really have that many people to share the moment with, and that was definitely a low point. It definitely got better from there, but as time went on, I mean, I started working more and I started realizing why I came in the first place, and I got back to that. But at first, it was hard, especially on a kid that was only 9, 10 years old. It was definitely difficult, and it was by no means easy, and it was a huge decision for us to make.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Zach. It's definitely inspiring to hear people that are established that they have struggles and they're normal when the listeners are listening. And, it is hard, but you've obviously stayed strong and your team has, you know, stayed strong. You guys are doing great things. And, you know, you're in L.A. making it happen now, man. You know, congratulations on everything. Now, since you're 15, I'm going to ask you about the bullying thing. Yeah,
okay.
Have you ever experienced any bullying yourself? Do you have any bullying stories?
When I went to regular school back in St. Louis, bullying wasn't that much of an issue. I went to a very, very small private school. When I was there, the highest amount of students I think we ever had was about 130. So it was very, very small. And there wasn't really any problems with bullying, and I left in third grade. The one thing that I can remember being bullied was actually when I came out here. I was homeschooled at the time, as I am now. And it was a one-time thing. It was somebody that I thought was my friend. It was actually, some friend had brought some boxing gloves out, and we were all messing around, and nobody was trying to hurt each other. Then I decided that I wanted to give it a shot, and this other kid wants to give it a shot, kid who I thought was my friend. And this kid's much bigger than me. He's younger, but he's bigger. He eventually knocks me over, and I say I give up, and then he hits me again. I fall back down, and then I say, okay, man, I give up. And he comes back, and he hits me again.
That's when I get really mad. So I back up, I get up, and I throw my gloves down. I'm like, come on, man, what's wrong with you? And he starts yelling at me like, oh, it's just a game, it's just a game. So I'm like, whatever. And then I start to walk away. And all of a sudden, I get punched in the back of the neck, almost fall over again, and he had just come back and he hit me again. That's when I burst into tears and I ran away and everyone was laughing at me. It was a crowd of about 15 kids. And I was so embarrassed that I didn't even go out for a week to see anybody. And I mean, that was just a one-time instance. Had it continued again, I can't even imagine the effects that it would have had, but some kids do go through that. And that's why I think that bullying is something that should be taken very seriously.
Yeah, and then what would you suggest you do about it if you're experiencing a bullying situation?
The best thing to do is find an adult, really, like a parent or a teacher, a principal, a trusted adult of any kind. They can help you out of the situation. They can help defuse the situation, most importantly, so it doesn't escalate any further. And if it keeps happening, keep going back to them, and eventually the bully will stop.
That's great advice, man. So, all right, I'm going to do one more thing, and you're going to hate me for this. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit again, if you don't mind.
All right.
You're a talented guy. You do the voiceovers. You do the acting. I've seen you dance. I've seen you do your bust your little moves at events and stuff. Can you rap at all? Do you think you can do any poetry or any music? Do you have any musical talents? Wait, in fact, you do music, don't you? You're doing a band
that,
right? Talk to us about the music side of that.
Yeah. I was in a band for a while that we played at some events and stuff.
So talk to us about it. Put the music hat on, Zach.
All right. Well, like I said, I first got started in my whole career by singing. And while acting did take a front seat for a while, and it really always did, music became equally as important after a few years. And I eventually went back to music. Started singing a lot more, kept up my piano, which I started right before I left St. Louis. And it was something that I found that I loved just as much as acting. And I played in a band with my neighbor and a couple other guys for about 6 months to a year. That was all last year. And we've gone our separate ways. We're still friends and stuff, and we're still talking about doing some stuff. But it was really cool. It was definitely an experience that I was glad I had. And it's something I do again in the future, most definitely.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, I'm big in music. I think music and the acting and entertainment, music and sports and music is the key behind everything. You know what I mean? So, all right, here's what I was gonna do to you, and I hope you don't hate me too much, but I'm gonna kind of put you on the spot here. Can you off the dome? I'm gonna put a little music on. Can you off the top of your head? Can you come up with a little Zach song, little freestyle?
I'll do my best. If anyone's listening, I can't promise anything, but I will try.
But hey, you're a good sport, man. We appreciate the good sportsmanship. So let's see what you'll still pull it off. All right, Zach Callison, everybody, freestyle on the Easy Talk, Easy Way broadcast.
Hey everybody, my name is Zach. I have some brown hair that's pretty whack because I always flick it back. And you know, that's really like whack.
That was pretty good, man. Just off the top of the cuff, you definitely got talent, brother. All right, well, I'm gonna have you give me a shout out really quick if you don't mind. Tell your friends to listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, and you enjoyed being on the Easy Show, and your name's Zach Callison, however you want to say it, and go ahead.
Hey, I'm Zach Callison, and I really enjoyed being on the Easy Show today. Thanks, Eric. You're awesome.
And then say, keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
You want me to do it with the first part as well?
Yeah. Hey, it's Zach Callison from Sophia the First. I want you to keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.
Hey, it's Zach Callison from Sophia the First, and keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Eric, you rock.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. You rock as well, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. And last final words to all your fans, your YouTubers, my fans that are now listening to you. Go ahead and close it out, man. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You guys rock. You guys are what helps keep going and keep inspiring me to do what I do. So thank you, and good luck with whatever you do.
All right, guys, that was Zach Callison, the star of Disney's Sophia the First, the voice of the prince. He plays the voice of the prince on that show, and he's got an awesome project coming up. Make sure you follow him, ZACHCALLISON. Make sure it's the H, not the K. I got scolded by your dad. But thanks again, Zach. I'll see you later, man. We'll set up some really cool stuff with the Easy Show and WTV Networks. And then, by the way, guys, you can see all this, and I'm going to be talking to your parents about getting some cool behind the scenes and some stuff so we can blog it out for you and keep you supported.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, Zach. Have a good one. All right, guys, so Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. That was Zach Callison right there giving you the insides on how he rolls on the Easy Way, how he rolls the Easy Way on Easy Talk. So we're going to go ahead and call up my man Gregory now. Gregory is actually head of production for WTV Networks. That's how we roll, head of production for WTV Networks. He's going to tell you a lot of this cool stuff that we've been covering and what we're going to be posting and the celebrities we've been hanging out with and what you're going to expect and what you can read and what is involved with the whole WTV Networks movement. And let's see what he has to say. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. You call in to us, 914-338-1303.
What's going on, EZ? EZ, how you doing?
There's Gregory. What's going on, my man? Where me and my listeners are anxiously waiting to hear what's coming up on WTV Networks, man. What's going on?
Oh yeah, absolutely. First off, I told Zach this when we met at the Cape Mesa event that my niece is a big fan of Prince James and his character on Sophia the First. So, hey, Zach, man, appreciate your work, man. Like I said before, the thing I wanted to get into is what's coming up. That's going to be on the WTV website. It's Karen White. Tommy Davis Jr., an interview with him, Omar McGee, interview with Rick Rosman, and I didn't mess it up this time. Everything is pending right now. You're going to actually have the Tommy Davis performance, the Johnny Gill performance, and then also the Karen White performance. And that was done with the event that
we have a Grammy winner performing coming up. We have Tommy Davidson Jr., actor extraordinaire, and I think you said that's kind of an exclusive comedy show or something like that.
Absolutely, we're going to have an exclusive comedy show. WTV, having that exclusive content. We have the interview of Tommy Davidson, so that's going to be another phenomenal. Content that we're going to have on the WTV network. So just a lot of things that's just happening with the brand, and I just appreciate all the supporters and all the viewers. It's just been a phenomenal year so far. So I just look forward to putting that stuff up, man, and hope the fans, the Easy Way Broadcasting fans, love the material and
Did you just call my way Easy Broadway? I'm not
when
a
I say
freaking
easy
Broadway
way,
show, man.
Easy way broadcast. Well, I mean, your show, come on, Eric, your show just keeps going on, so I might as well call it Easy Way Broadway.
I'm just playing with you.
I know, you're razzing me, man, you're razzing me.
You also have, on the end of all the videos, you got a cool little girl on there saying, T.I. Films and... we don't have a whole lot of time, but talk to us about your brand and what's going on with TI Films and what we have to expect and talk to us.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to share this with all your viewers that TI Films is a company that I started back in the East Coast, and it's powered by WTV. We're doing all the production for WTV as we speak right now, and the little voice is my niece. She's saying the taglines, TI Films is in the building, we don't ask, we take over, and, powered by the content king with the golden footage, so Gregory A. Lewis. So a lot of things is going to be...
The content king with the golden footage?
Well, you think about it. I know, it's another tagline, but content is king. Like, when you think about when you capture a moment in time, that content... Like you can't recreate it, and when it comes to your footage, no matter if you did it 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it's a golden opportunity. So it's golden. So the footage is golden.
That is
so
true.
So So, you know, Gregory A. Lewis, the content king with the golden footage. You know, I'm coming up with taglines just like you, man. You're the Hollywood it guy, so I got to come up with something.
That's how we do, dude. So what advice would you have for any other production people out there that's trying to, filmmakers or commercial makers or any of that stuff?
Well, the biggest thing, Easy, is something that you share with me. And anyone that's inducted into the industry, build up your resources, build connections, but really build it up with the right individuals that are showing proper activity. And the next thing is just learn your craft. Cedric Sabalo says something about in the interview, and you're going to see this on WTV Networks, about studying your craft, knowing, doing your research, and then putting forth that energy to pursue your goals. So it's going to be that process. So build up your contacts, connect with the right people, stay optimistic, be goal-driven and focused, and then you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want to achieve.
That's good advice, man. Well, thank you for hanging with us a little bit, giving us some insight, and, you know, we appreciate you, as always. So anybody listening, this is Gregory A. Lewis. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. He works for me, and he's not even following me. Can you believe it?
Eric, I think I followed you today, man. I just got the invite, man. I'm sorry. I apologize. We're friends, man. We're friends. Can we be friends?
It's all good, brother. Well, you know we got a lot of love and respect for you, man. Thanks. So we're going to go a quick commercial break here. You're welcome to listen into the rest of the show, and I got some stuff to tell you after the show. So Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, you're listening to your man Eric Easy, ZuliHollywoodItGuy.com if you want to know more. And that's how we roll. We'll be right back.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Guess what, guys? Guess what time it is? It's Hollywood 411 time. Hollywood 411, you get all that cool celebrity gossip and what's going on from Patricia Shipp, the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, only on Easy Talk, on Easy Way Broadcasting. So without further ado, Patricia Shipp.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey, you guys, it's Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer checking in for the week for Eric. Remember, if you don't check in, you will be left out of all the good information he provides. So this week we're going to do, Britney Spears is on, a judge on the X Factor, and Kourtney Kardashian was, one of the hosts. Well, so happens that one day her brother-in-law, they're not married, but Scott Disick came by, and Kourtney introduced Scott to Britney, and she, Britney falls kind of hard, so she kind of fell for him automatically, and it's almost like, once she has her eyes, fixed on a guy, whatever's going on with him has to watch out. So, so Kourtney's kind of annoyed that Britney's giving Scott so much attention, and of course Scott, being a guy, is enjoying the attention. I don't think Britney's going to go anywhere unless Scott wants to get his head chopped off, because the Kardashians will not have any of that. But Britney is eyeing him, so let's, pay close attention to that. So now, I got another story, Kirstie Alley. She did something fabulous. She responded to a guy who weighed 622 pounds. And, Kirstie has this weight loss, program called Organic Liaison. And she sent him all the products and encouraged him and texted him, and the guy lost half of his body weight. And it was, very ironic. There's shocking photos of this guy in the Enquirer this week, weighing 622, and then later holding up his pants, and he used to wear his jeans, and the guy is like 322 pounds now. So, he really is very thrilled and happy with Kirsty for helping him out, because, a lot of times you can write to celebrities and they never respond. Well, Kirsty went out of her way to encourage the guy because, she knows all about the trouble with weight loss. So she has, reached out to him and helped him. Now, I have another story. I went up to Lovelock, Nevada to find out what's going on with OJ at the jail. That's where he's staying for next 33 years. Although there is, I think, a trial inquiry coming up where they're going to try to get his trial redone and set a new trial date for him. So if that happens, he might get out on bail. So let's pay attention to that. But while I was up there, the place was shut down because of a great big fight on the yard, and happens to be what happened behind the scenes was some guys were trying to get to OJ. So I guess they know that his days might be numbered there. So, you see all these prison movies where the guys want to make a name for themselves. So, these two guys who are believed to be skinheads went after OJ on the yard. They did get him back inside safely. But, he's in general population. They can't watch him all the time. So hopefully they won't be able to get to him and do much damage. But, that's the price you pay when you go to jail. And that's all for this week, you guys. Patricia Shipp with the National Enquirer. Please go and pick it up and you'll find out a lot more juicy stuff. Hope to talk to you next week. Same time. Thank you.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com. Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodItGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
All right, guys, it's Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. And we got some cool surprises, like some cool news to tell you about. Our show, Easy Way Broadcasting, Jackie's Vita Loca, is going to be hot this Thursday. This Thursday, there's a lady named Miss Porter. And you guys got to go and check this out. You got to go to her show, which is Jackie's Vita Loca, and check out what's going on. All right, I gotta tell you. Oh, my God, it's so exciting. Oz the Great and Powerful from Disney is a really awesome movie. And this movie is really making a lot of headway on Disney. I see it advertised every friggin' second. And this movie is got some big, big, big actors in it. And it's like the next big, big thing. Well, our host, Jackie Dollar from Jackie's Vita Loca, is going to be interviewing one of the writers with Mariah Carey on one of the songs in the movies. And you're going to hear some really cool stuff. So do not miss that. Follow Jackie's Vita Loca. Follow Easy Way Broadcast. And follow me, Eric Zuli, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'm a cool guy, and I'm really always around a lot of fun stuff. On my Instagram, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, same thing. I tweet a lot of really cool pictures all the time. But we have some really fun stuff coming up. That's going to be a really awesome show. Thursday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jackie's Vida Loca. It's a funny comedy Latino show, and she's doing her thing. Then make sure you go to Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Shane Sparks is going to be talking about Eva's Universe. I know a lot of the Zach Callison fans might be listening to the show, and they probably know who Eva's Universe is. She's an awesome pop artist, making big headway. I met her at one of the Teen Self-Esteem events we did with Bella Boo, and she's making some great headway. And, you know, Shane Sparks has a show that supports dancers and really gives you the insides of Hollywood and through Shane's eyes. Shane Sparks was Emmy nominated, was one of the judges on So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew. He's making some really cool headway this year, 2013, and you get to hear everything that he's doing only on Easy Way Broadcasting. And then if you're into charity, make sure you check out the Rosman Experience at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have the CEO of Union Rescue Mission coming on. This guy's been recognized everywhere. He's been on every media outlet. He's done great, great things for the community. This guy is just saving people's lives that are homeless and rehabilitating them. Union Rescue Mission, URM.org. You got to check it out. And IT Chimes, if you need that SEO, make sure you check out itchimes.com. It's going to be hot. And I want to talk a little bit more before we end our show. We don't have too much more time, but EOTM Awards, EOTM Awards. I'm going to be calling the founder, the creator of EOTM Awards. Her name is Carla, and EOTM Awards is going to be at the Club Nokia in downtown L.A. Not really downtown, but it's around the whole downtown L.A. area. And Club Nokia has done really big events, and it's going to be an amazing award ceremony. We've already nominated people like Kevin Sorbo from Hercules. You guys remember him from my show, Hercules and Andromeda. Carmen Electra and one of the girls from Beverly Hills Housewives. And I'm in talks with some great, great people. Lunel is nominated. You just got to go on there, EOTM Awards. Just click on, you know, who's nominated and who's involved. It's really recognizing the entrepreneurs in a different way. I think there's like over 100 categories, and man, it's crazy. So make sure that you know, if you have skills, if you're an entrepreneur and you're not recognized, or you want to be recognized, or you have been recognized, you want to be recognized more, you need to hit us up and just go to contact@wtvnetworks.tv, shoot us an email, or follow us at WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcast, or Eric Zuli. You can follow EOTM Awards on Twitter. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So as you can see, I'm just kind of stalling and just talking here because I'm waiting for this girl to text me and tell me that she's available because she's so dang busy. But I want to introduce you guys to Carla. She created that, and we decided to kind of combine our efforts, make some amazing things happen. You know, we've also brought on Abraham McDonald, which is signed with Def Jam Records. My man Najee DeTez, you guys remember him from my show and all of our stuff. We roll with the Blue Ranger everywhere. Blue Ranger from Super Samurai on Nickelodeon. You know, Steven Skyler, the Gold Ranger, is probably going to be involved, and all the Rangers are probably going to be involved. And also, I'm going to give you guys a little insight, okay? A little insight. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I've been in talks, and I've been talking to my friends, my peoples, the Power Rangers. We're trying to develop the whole cast of the Power Rangers and bring them on Easy Talk and talk to them the easy way. I hope you're ready for that. We're trying to get the whole cast of the whole show. We're also going to be trying to get the whole cast of a lot of shows, actually. We're going to start doing cast shows. How would you like that? Please let us know. And we want your questions, too. So we want to interact you with these people that we're bringing on the show. And we're also going to be posting them on WTV Networks with an S, WTVNetworks.com, TheWTV.com, HollywoodItGuy.com. I'm going to be doing some really exclusive, cool stuff with them with my show, TheEasyShow.com, which is registered on IMDb, as is WTV. And you're only going to get things the easy way with my show. And we're working on some other cool things with TV and a whole bunch of stuff, so just keep tuning in, and you're going to know about it before anybody else knows about it on my show, on Easy Talk. That's the way we do it. Yes, sir. So, all right, we're going to try to call Miss Carla here and see if we can snag her. She is the founder of the EOTM Awards, and she's making some great headway, making some things happen, and we're going to hear from her lips. I appreciate you guys. I hope you're not falling asleep yet. You know, we only got another 25 minutes to go. Hang in there with me. We're almost done. I know if it was me listening, I'd be like, man, this guy talks too much. I've been here for like an hour and 10 minutes, but I support Easy. I'm gonna stay on the, show and see what we can do, and let's see what we can get. And Carla, pick up the phone. Carla, pick up the phone.
Hey, this is me.
Hey, there she is. All right,
hi.
Carla, the founder of the EOTM Awards and EOTM Radio and PR and this, that. You know, I've been telling my fans all throughout the show the whole time about the EOTM Awards and how exciting it is and who's involved. And now we get to hear from the lips of the creator herself.
All righty. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I didn't know I was on right this moment, but that's great. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, you know how I roll. I just love to shock people. Like, you should have heard what I did to Zach Collison.
I can imagine.
He's a big Disney star. We made him freestyle rap off the top of his head, and he's like,
he did it
pretty well. And we're actually going to be talking to him about nominating him, too. But, hey, what's going on?
I'm just, oh, my God, just grinding, definitely. This is a big production, and it takes so much to get everything all perfect, as you know, and just excited to have you part of the production as well. You're doing so many great things, Eric, so we definitely need your expertise. So thanks again for that.
Yeah, I was definitely glad to throw that Easy Way flavor to this. It's a great thing that you're recognizing entrepreneurs, and appreciate you adding the whole Easy Achievement Award that's signed off and supported by the mayor and the council members. And you named an award after my client, Rick Rosman. That was pretty cool.
He's awesome. He's an awesome guy. I mean, he's an awesome guy in his own right, doing so many great things. So definitely, we just wanted to create an event and definitely honor those individuals that are doing so many great things out there, like you, Eric, and Rick Rosman and all the others. So it's a beautiful thing to be doing it the Easy Way, right?
So talk to us more in detail. What is the EOTM Awards and why do people want to get involved?
Okay. Well, the EOTM Awards is a great...
And by the way,
thank
you for all the awesome comments. I got to acknowledge that. I appreciate it. Okay, now talk to
us. The EOTM Awards is an accolade that's presented by the EOTM Media Company. And just celebrating entrepreneurship, these great individuals in all genres of entrepreneurship, if you will, film, TV, a lot of new media, we wanted to definitely honor and just put them out there to mainstream, you know, all the people that are creating so much massive success online as well via talk radio, web series. That's really big in new media, and new media has actually changed the whole landscape, if you will, of entertainment and public relations. So we wanted to definitely highlight them as well. And then all the traditional categories, used to best actor in a leading film. So there's a lot of great categories out there, and your listeners can go to www.eotmawards.com and take a look at our current nominees and look at the categories, and definitely, you know, industry tastemakers, go ahead and nominate some of your favorite clients that are doing great things in the industry and that should be, you know, commended. So definitely.
Well, let's get into brag time. See, I don't let people be modest on my show. That's the beauty of my show. I get to do whatever I want. We're going to get into brag time here a little bit. And I've been contacting a couple of my bigger people, and they've turned me down, man. Can you believe it? But they do listen to my show, and tell them why it was a bad idea for them to turn me down as far as being nominated for the EOTM Awards. Like, let's get them. Tell them
they turned you down for what again?
I tried to nominate a couple people, and I got a couple of emails, and they're like, no, you know, we're going to pass on this one, this and that. I'm like, you have no idea. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy, because we have some really, really big names, and it's exciting because a lot of A-list celebrities, they are retweeting their nominations when we put it out there, and they're really happy. So, I mean, we have some of the biggest names in the industry right now when it comes to some of the current nominees. And I'm actually pulling it up because I don't know everybody by heart. But, yeah, just some great people in film and television, reality, TV, as well as entrepreneurship. A lot of soap stars. Okay, let me give you some names. All right, so Lisa Ling, she has a show on the OWN Network, and she's nominated for her new talk show, Our America, and she's nominated for Outstanding Talk Show Host. Of course, I one of your good friends, one of the was it the Blue Power Ranger? What is his name? Najee. He was nominated for Outstanding Actor. Some of the in the music category, we have a lot of great singers. Faith Evans, she was nominated. Carmen Electra, she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture Film. I mean, so many great, great people. I can't even, you know, remember everybody by heart. But one guy in particular that I was so happy to see a nomination come through for him, John Ritter's son, his name is Jason Ritter. He's an actor doing so many awesome, awesome things. So he was nominated for Outstanding Leading Actor in a Film Short.
Well, you mentioned music. Abraham McDonald is about as big as it comes in the R&B world, and people don't
yes.
know him. He's not really out there as much as I'd like him. I'd really love to see him do, but I know him personally, so I know what he's done and his accomplishments. I mean,
right.
that man was, he won the Oprah contest. He held Michelle Obama's hand as while he sung to her at the White
wow.
House, you know, like.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
It doesn't get much. That's like Beyonce level. That's pretty.
Right.
That's pretty big. So, and he's nominated.
Yeah, definitely Abraham and R&B singer Meshawn Talib Kweli, a big conscious hip-hop artist. He was nominated. Other hip-hop artists, David Banner, One Direction, that duo was nominated as well as another duo out of Atlanta.
One Direction was nominated?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
That's,
and that's in
wow,
best duo
really
or group.
Big.
Yes, the OMG Girls out of Atlanta, T.I.'s daughter's group, they were nominated as well in the best duo group. So a lot of great people. There's some great humanitarians, of course, that's going to be honored. Eric Zulli mentioned Rick Rosman, of course, giving out the Rick Rosman Award, and he's the namesake, and he'll actually receive it the first year, and then after that we'll definitely, honor other great, great people that are doing some humanitarian philanthropy work within the communities as well. So a lot of
and
great
you looked
people.
Up, you looked up Sam Beard, right?
Of course. I didn't even have to look up Sam Beard. definitely. I just can't wait to be able to put that name on the website as partner with the EO Tim Awards also. So be sure to let me know when I could do that.
I don't know about partner, but we're definitely going to be awarding him my award, the Easy Achievement Award, and he's
okay.
going to be a recipient. He's going to definitely be receiving that for sure. And I mean, I'm beyond honored to someone like him that's been recognized by pretty much all of our presidents.
Yes.
And founded the Jefferson Awards with Jacqueline Kennedy, and I mean his resume, he's gotten so much money and for people,
yes.
and he's helped the community. His resume is just so long. You can't even like give him the proper introduction he needs because like your vocal cords can't go that long, but
right.
he's definitely going to be involved. I got the email back from him. I'm still waiting to get the confirmation from his team that we can promote it, but I got the confirmation on the blog. So what I'm thinking of is I have the permission to blog it on HollywoodIt.com,
okay.
which is in the public. So,
right.
I don't know, maybe we can play around with that. But, yeah, guys, anyone
right.
that's listening and is falling asleep now, wake up, because the EOTM Awards is going to be awesome, and it's getting more and more awesome.
Yeah, and definitely, and it's going to be, I'm really enjoying pushing this, because it's a different type of award show. It's not like the average award show, because we're bringing so many great people together. We're bringing together like new media with mainstream media, and just intermingling it all and just honoring all these great entrepreneurs. And it's all about that entrepreneurship. It's a great thing. And for your listeners out there that may not know what EOTM stands for, the EOTM Awards, EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. So we're definitely all about highlighting, featuring, just honoring entrepreneurship in all genres. So that's why it's so exciting. And anybody would want to be part of this. And if they don't, they have another chance to be part of it next year. So we'll see.
Well, it's kind of funny. I won't say what, but the let's say you mentioned One Direction, and the people I contacted have an affiliation with their team. And if they found out that they're actually bigger than the people I contacted, and they're already nominated, they're gonna, yeah.
That's but, crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome. So I'm glad everything's going well. This is being held at Club Nokia of all places. How did you get Club Nokia? That's going to be a lot of fun. And all the people that are nominated are going to be in one building.
Yes. It's going to be exciting. And in regards to Club Nokia, of course, my company is a new media company, so we've covered tons of events at that location, and I've always loved it. When we were thinking about it, it was between that venue and a couple other ones. And we, when I talked to the consultant, my contact over there, they're so great, and that's the ideal place. So it was just like, okay, let's do this. And the people over at Club Nokia and LA Labs are so awesome. I think it might just be that same venue every year. So we'll definitely see, but it's an awesome location. I love it.
I have an idea. Because a lot of people and a lot of media listens to my show, and anybody that's listening right now, and tell me what you think about this idea.
Okay.
I think we should set up some interviews about how awesome this is, maybe with some of the nominees, maybe obviously with you, and to really kind of help push and show the push and the development and the success of this at the Nokia, and set up shoots.
Yeah.
And sponsor.
I love it.
Interviews.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm going to definitely contact them and see if we can set that up. That will be perfect. Perfect, and I'm sure they'll be down for it.
Well, let me know. Let me know about that. And, you know, just remember, that was an easy way movement idea.
I definitely will. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks so much for your time, Carla. Yeah, I know you're so busy and you got to go, and I hear all the Carla demands in the background there, but we appreciate the information, and anybody definitely wants to get involved in this, and any producers and people that know me and follow the movement, support it, you know, now you know, so you know the info.
Yes.
This will be blasted out there, and Carla will be blasting it out there and put it on her blog. And so,
yeah, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, too, at EOTM Awards. So make sure y'all tweet hashtag EOTM Awards as well. Thanks so much, Eric. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk to you. All right.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was Carla, the founder of the EOTM Awards, and I'm partnered up with them and on the board and playing around, and we're making it happen the easy way, and then making the entrepreneurs be on the move, and, you know, that's how we roll. But, hey, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Make sure to tune into our other shows. I try to do my thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I have, I have fun. And remember, it's not just podcasts. Okay, it's not just podcasts. It's also video. I'm live with these celebrities. I'm live with these producers. We got a lot of film projects and TV projects and this project and that project. I'm trying to give you guys the Easy Way movements and the secrets of success and the networking tips and how I've made these movements. We got a lot of support. So our support supports you when you follow us. So ERICZULEY. WTV Networks, and also we are looking for people that want to do columns and want to write and want to have the extra vehicle to put their stuff out there. So if you got skills in writing, you got some good content, you're around some cool situations, hit us up. contact@wtvnetworks.tv. contact@wtvnetworks.tv. Just contact@wtvnexus.tv. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for hanging out with us, guys. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. You know how we roll. I hope you enjoyed the show. And we gotta go. So, all right, I'm Eric EZZooly, HollywoodItGuy.com. Love you guys. Check it out. Follow it. And that's how we do it. Where's the music? Where's it at? Yeah, Ultra. Where we at? My brain's not working here. I'm just kidding. Thank you for hanging out with us, guys. Next time, call in, man. And by the way, shout out to Scott. Scott's my new man. That dude's so cool. Scott's my new fan. He's the man. I got to put some money in his hand for that phone call. No, okay. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. It's Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. Tune in next week. Next week, we got a really cool guest. Don't miss this one.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric EZZooly. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter @EricZooly and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.